In 2018 and 2019, St. John's Lutheran Church of Northfield, Minnesota is conducting oral histories of its members. My name is Judy Carlson, and today we'll be interviewing St. John's member, Gordy Mickelson, a longtime member of the congregation. Welcome, Gordy, and I'm looking forward to hearing your St. John's story. So let's start out by you telling a little history of how you got involved in St. John's. How did you end up here?
Well, Dodie and I got married in 1954, and I was working in Northfield at the time, so we settled in into Northfield, and I was born and raised Methodist, and I belonged to the Methodist Church out in Castle Rock, and Dodie was born and raised Lutheran over by Cannon Falls. And so we visited the Methodist Church and St. John's, and I don't think we visited the other two Lutheran churches, St. Peter's or Bethel. At the time, they were very small congregations. And I think we both came from a very small congregation, and those congregations were always struggling, and I think we both wanted a bigger congregation than a larger church. And so we settled on St. John's.
And how did you experience it at first?
Well, it was very, very different. At that time, St. John's had three services every morning, as you know.
Great.
And they were almost all full. But it was the home church for St. Olaf College at the time. That was before the chapel was built up there. There were a lot of college students here. It was quite different, to be in a big congregation. But we liked the Pastor Bjorn, who was the senior pastor, and we liked Pastor Bjorn. Bob Bergeson was the assistant pastor at the time. And so we liked both of them. That's how we...
I had forgotten or didn't realize there were three services.
Yes.
And then, because the college students came here.
Yeah, well, when I started ushering, probably about 2 years after we had joined. And at that time, if you ushered, one Sunday a month, but all three services. So you started about 8 o'clock in the morning, didn't tell you until about 12:30.
Oh my gosh!
And then a lot of times you were walking the aisles finding seats for people that was that full.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. It's been a big change.
And how long did that last with the three services? Do you remember?
Well, I think pretty much after St. Olaf built their chapel, then St. John went to two services.
I wonder when that was. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either, just when it did change.
I was a student at St. Olaf and started in the fall of 1960, and by then there was a chapel. We worshipped in the chapel. So it was sometime between 54, 55, and 60. Or 6 years.
Yeah.
Interesting. What other changes have you seen in St. John's?
Well, building-wise, I've seen a lot of changes. At the time, at the time that we first joined, it was the main sanctuary, and the education wing coming out to the west, and the one north and south, and that was it. And there were houses on the rest of the block. So since I've been here, they built what's the library now. It was the commons at the time it was built.
Yes.
And then, of course, the new St. John's Hall.
Yes. And I would guess you've been on building committees.
I was on the Board of Trustees, I think, for 6 years. And then I was on the council. I was vice president and president. I don't remember the years. It was when Del Jacobson was here.
Oh, yes.
And then after I was done with president, and usually after you're the president, well, you're kind of forgotten about, because, not forgotten about, but, you know, when Les Svensson came, Les had been here probably a year, and Les called me one time and asked me if I would chair the Property and Grounds Committee. And I said, well, Les, I'll do it on one condition. I want to fix the things that need fixing. And he said, go for it.
Oh, so good. Anyway,
I think I spent about $90,000 money.
Oh.
But we replaced all the windows in the parish education wing, and we took point of the building and did a lot of just general repairs. And
so he was pretty happy that you said yes.
Yeah. And Les and I got along very well. Les was a great pastor to work with.
I loved him too, yes.
Yeah. And
In your professional life, outside of church, has been as a contractor, as I understand. So, of course, in a builder, so of course you were the perfect person to do that.
Yeah, I suppose. When we built the St. John's Hall, I was on the building committee, and then they kind of made me the go-between the architects and the congregation and the construction company. Unfortunately, the construction company, I can't remember the name of the company, but they're from St. Paul, and we had a superintendent. Their superintendent that was on the job here was great. And that guy knew how to keep things going, and if he could save you money, he knew how, and end up the same, you know, it's the same product. And he was just great to work with. So,
oh my goodness, perfect for you. Had a nice relationship with him. It sounds like you trusted each other, and you also knew he knew that you knew, as a professional, what needed to be done.
Yeah. And we added a couple things which probably amounted to around $100,000 or so. And we came in right on budget, at about that much over budget. So we're just right on it.
Interesting.
And a lot of it was because of him. He was really good.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful space, and it serves so many purposes, St. John's Hall.
Yeah, I'm very happy we built that. It served the community well, and I think it's a big attraction now.
And I think,
for people to join.
You bring out that point of serving the community well. There are concerts there. There are receptions. All kinds of things happen in that hall. What year was that?
That
it started and maybe finished?
Let's see. I don't remember for sure. Got to be at least 10 years ago.
10 years. Yes, I was away for a period.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, 10 years. It certainly is a beautiful space. How interesting.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the way St. John's has become more community-oriented than I think it used to be. I think it's a lot friendlier place than it used to be. We did go through a kind of a hard time for a while because both St. Peter's and Bethel were struggling. And so St. John's, I got the opinion that they weren't encouraging members to join here. They were kind of letting them go to Bethel and St. John's. Well, that kind of left a big hole after a while.
Oh.
That we had to do some catching up as far as getting families back in here, you know. Our congregation kind of just aged in place and weren't encouraging. I wouldn't say not encouraging, but not really going after the young families. Mm-hmm. We were kind of letting go to both St. Peter's and Bethel.
And that takes an effort. And you think that's changed?
I think it has. Now as I look at just the last couple of years, the amount of young people, just this morning at the first service, all the kids that came up for the, you know, for the children's sermon.
Oh.
And, there was for a while, there were very few.
Oh, interesting. Kids. What, how did that happen?
Well, I think it was a lot of what it was because we did kind of encourage people to help us on St. Peter's.
Mm-hmm. Really made an effort to reach out to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems to me that St. John's is very good now. I've been back about 5 years, and reaching out into their immediate community too, with the Wednesday night suppers and the signs out in the street, all are welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas dinner brings in our neighbors, in addition to other families in the city, but our neighbors, physical neighbors here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you particularly liked about worship here at St. John's and the music?
Well, we've always had fantastic music. You know, you can go to other churches and you can just tell the difference in the music and the way the congregation sings.
Very enthusiastically,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite hymns that you enjoy?
I kind of like the old hymns, Holy, 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 and Go Tell It on the Mountain. It's not real old, but
yes.
Some of the older ones.
Do you have any, or what else have you been involved in besides the building and grounds, the property and building, and the relationship with the architects in the building, other committees or work that you've been involved in?
Well, the year as president, as vice president, and president especially, I think you can't have everybody say as president, but you really learn a lot, and you get to meet a lot of people that you normally don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see much, or you know their members, but you really aren't talking to them a lot. But you get to, you really get to know the congregation, and it's a big job.
Uh-huh.
You know, yes. you're working with a pretty good sized budget, and you're trying to stay within that budget, and yet please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
you brought that experience from your professional life also, the
yeah.
budget issue. Now that's come up a couple times here in our conversation, so you're a good money watcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a real gift to the congregation to be able to do that.
And, some pastors are not that much interested in the finances.
Mm.
They're more interested in the preaching and the theology.
Mm-hmm.
But Les Jacobson was both. He knew where every dollar was.
Les Benson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was great. But yeah, being president was a big part of my church life here, I thought.
Uh-huh.
I learned a lot and really appreciated the opportunity that the congregation gave me,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be their president.
Do you have any, besides the time when there were three services, are there any more changes that you have experienced from when you first came to recent years?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. Probably there have been some changes in them. I think there's at one time I think some people viewed us as a not a very friendly congregation, and we did work hard on that. Mm. And I think that has changed. I think people come now and are greeted by people. I try to make it a point of, you know, the surface, if I know the people are people I haven't seen here, to mm-hmm. introduce myself and yeah. welcome them here.
Are you still an usher?
No, I ushered 52 years and I retired to about, yeah, like a little over a year ago.
52 years.
I decided that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They have plenty of people to usher, and they should get new ones. Get, you know, the more people that you can keep involved and keep rotating through the different volunteer jobs.
Yes, I think that's a very good point.
And there's a lot of volunteer opportunities here.
Yes, indeed. How has your family been involved in St. John's?
Well, they were involved as you know, they're growing up years, but of course, none of the three of them have settled in Northfield. Our oldest one is in Montana. He's pretty much stayed there ever since he graduated from University of Montana in Missoula. And our youngest son, who died in 2007, was in Arizona. He went to NAU at Flagstaff, stayed in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And our daughter's out in Western Minnesota, New London, Minnesota.
Oh.
And so they were never involved in the church after, pretty much after high school.
Uh-huh.
They were pretty much gone.
Uh-huh.
But they were active in the church when they were kids, both boys got to go to Holden Village.
Oh.
Lynn didn't, but Lynn was a backpack counselor at the one out of Fort Collins, Sky Ranch.
Oh.
She was a backpack counselor there 2 years, or 2 summers. She really enjoyed that. And she's very active in the church.
Ah, so they've had a core here, your children.
Yeah.
A core in Christian education, mm-hmm. Sunday school. Choirs, were they involved in choirs?
That's, I think Lynn sang in the high school.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then the boys did.
Well, Gordy, do you have any final reflections you'd like to add for our oral history project? Anything else you'd like to share that we haven't talked about or that I haven't asked?
Well, I don't know. I think we've covered a lot of the things. I've just really, really enjoyed St. John Church as a place to worship I think we're so very fortunate that we've always had really good pastors and assistant pastors and just people, the education people.
Mm-hmm.
We really had a lot of first class employees, I guess we
yes.
call them.
Yes.
And I especially like both. Pam and Jonathan, I think they're just doing a great job here, and I think since they've come, that we can tell the difference in the amount of families that are joining now.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's because of both of them.
Yes.
And I'm sure the education people too. You know.
Mm-hmm. They've made a concerted effort,
yeah.
as I mentioned, to reach out into the community. Well, thank you, Gordy, for sharing your story and your family story as part of St. John's sesquicentennial this year. We appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm happy that I could have the opportunity to do this.